I know a majority of you listening are in college. Like my podcast demographic shows me that, you know. So I know. What? You're not in college? Oh, I think it's about time that you head out. No, I'm just kidding. But I know that you have bunked college, at least one lecture, right? But you see, there's a fun fact because I have never bunked even a single lecture, okay? So that's why what you see in the title, right? So I'm going to elaborate a little bit more. So you can expect, if you listen to the end, to find out why I didn't bunk a single lecture and some juicy college drama, alright? So let's begin. Let me define bunking, alright? Okay, so bunking, okay, I'll give you a layman's term, the definition, okay? It's like basically you're sitting in the class and the next teacher is going to come and you, with your own manual, voluntarily go outside, and that's called bunking, okay? Don't confuse this with being absent. Being absent is you not coming to the class itself, like you are staying at home the day, okay? Like, there are other examples of being absent, but I would prefer, like, you're staying at home and you didn't attend the entire college day, okay? So I have been absent sometimes because I've been sick, so I wouldn't consider that as bunking, okay? So as I said, bunking, for the reference, throughout this podcast would be me physically going out with the intention to bunk, which I haven't done, okay? So let me do that. Okay, I've always been a curious boy, okay? Curiosity always sparked me, so I always had this, like, strive to be different. You know, like, for some reason, everybody has this drive, you know, to do something, to become something, and all that stuff. For me, it was always to, you know, like, to stand apart, to be different, you know? Those memes wherein people go right, go left, and all that stuff. You get the point. I always wanted to stand apart, and when I see, you would notice usually the metric is that people, the amount of people who bunk are more compared to the people who sit in the class. So my intent with this one, like me not bunking, was partly, okay, keep on giving you supporting reasons throughout the podcast, alright? Was one, I wanted to stand different, and I know not bunking to stand out is kind of lame, but you know, you have to do it, you know, like, okay, okay, I'll give you a better example, okay? Let's take these freelance jobs or like these like these type of open source works like podcasting and YouTubing, you know? Like, if you consider a class of 200 people, even in my school, you know, how many people from a class or in an entire standard of 200, 400 students become a YouTuber or a podcaster? It's not 1/10, it's likely 1/100 of the students become. It's like, so you know, for me, being a podcaster is a way to stand out because I know a majority of them are just going to become actors, doctors, lawyers, or you know, whatever they're going to become. Not saying that I have a problem with that, everything is fine, everything is equal, but it's just that I stand out this way, right? And that's satisfying for me. I get satisfied, I get to satisfy my drive, like that strive to be different. I be different, when I do these things. Okay. You cannot believe me. You think that I have bunked. Okay, you know what? If you want proof, just ask my friends. You know, I have very, very good friend. I'm not going to even lie. You know, they bunk all the time. I'm not even joking. They are good at heart, I know. They cuss, okay, and I'm just going to appreciate them, okay? But they bunk so much, you know. I feel like they have pity on me, you know, like they invite me so many times, you know, like throughout the initial part of the year, initial few months, they used to bunk like almost a majority of the time, right? And they used to always invite me to, you know, they always invited me to, but I never did bunk though. So I guess their plans got failed, flopped, you know what I'm trying to say? And they tempted me a lot, you know, like they really tempted me, you know, like, Riley, let's get this, you know, let's bunk, dude, let's go. And I still didn't, you know, like, what? Like, everybody was listening to this podcast, like, bro, something wrong with you. When your friend asks you to bunk, you bunk, okay? That's the new rule. So I know, I didn't bunk, you know, and then, so that's the thing. I feel like halfway after, you know, like doing this, like, they just got fed up of me. They literally stopped asking me to bunk, you know? They got the vibe, you know, like, we are leaving. Yeah, no, this guy's not going to leave. So they used to tell the other people, don't ask this guy out. And I had built somewhat of a reputation, like a weird reputation. Like, don't even ask me. That makes no sense. All right, I'll come clean, okay? Okay, I cannot lie any further. I did bunk once, okay? Okay, you got me. I'm guilty, I get it, okay? You don't need to point any fingers. Remember, when you're pointing, the other four are still pointing back at you, so you have bunked more than me, okay? I did bunk, yes, one lecture, okay? But one lecture. And I'm not only guilty for lying to you about it, but I'm also guilty, and I felt guilty while doing it. Now, it's going to be pretty lame when you hear how my first bunked lecture went, okay? Okay, as I said again previously, bunking means like you manually get up and go out, okay? But see, let me give. I need to. Okay, hold on. How do I get about this? Okay, so listen. It was a lecture after recess, right? And I was sitting in the library reading a self-help book. During recess, right? And you know, like, these people must have lost their minds. People listening with, bro, what is wrong with you? It's recess. You're sitting in the empty library and reading a self-help book. Come on. So, I mean, rip headphone users. Okay, but you get the point. So, I was reading a self-help book. I mean, I was so engrossed in the book. I'm not even going to lie, okay? And I wanted to read more, you know? And that's like, it depends, like, whether you want to miss. It was a weekly lecture, you know, like bookkeeping, accountancy, and all that. Do you want to miss a weekly lecture, or do you want to gain some information from a self-help book which will benefit your lifetime? I was so engrossed in the book, you know, but I knew because I had never bunked a lecture. I wanted to keep the streak, you know, so, but the time was counting, you know. The bell rang, and before the bell, another one of my friends came up to me and he asked me, bro, you're not coming for the lecture? And then I'm like, I don't know, man. I'm not feeling. And I was so confused. Like, I was like phased, you know, like, should I not? Like, it was a constant battle inside me, in my mind. And then I just sat there, you know, my body still. I couldn't move, you know, like, for some reason, like, no, you darling, don't. Like, I what? I'm like, wait, what's going on? And then I just, like, my body didn't move. And then I just kept reading the book, reading the book, reading the book. And I think it was the last lecture or something. So I read the book for another lecture, while the other lecture was going on, the one I bunked. And then I finally headed home. So that was my first lecture, dude. Like, and that was like, throughout the entire duration of me reading the book, it was in my mind constantly. I bunked a lecture. And trust me, nobody feels bad for bunking lecture, okay? They give you know, like, in our college, there's like 75% attendance, and the rest you can bunk and all that stuff. So there is, you know, like, you can bunk. There's no guilt, you know, there's obviously they give you. But my God, did I feel so friggin' guilty for doing so. And I don't even know what's wrong with me at this point, okay? So another thing, like, you like, to give you another reason, like, why didn't I bunk, you know, like, our college is known for giving a ton of free lectures, you know. It's not like voluntarily, but it just happens, you know, like, the I mean, I can almost remember, like, half of a year our teachers were constantly, like, absent, you know, like, for some reason. So, like, minimum I would get one or two lectures a day free, you know. So we used to move all around, you know, like, we had all the time in the world. Does that make sense? Okay, so let me just give you a typical scenario of how my day would look like in college, okay? Our college is of 6 days a week, I think, Monday to Saturday, I think. Six lectures, three before recess, three after recess. A lecture is 45 minutes long and 20 minutes of recess, okay? Not all days will be six lectures, some might be five, and if you're lucky, four, okay? So that's how a typical day would be. And think, in six lectures, if you get two lectures free, or even think, like, the least day, you would have four lectures and you'll get two lectures free. It's like you're just coming for 1.5 hour. So you can practically understand, like, there was plenty of free lectures, so I wouldn't ever feel like I'm being chained also. Does that make sense? Like, I need to bunk. I've got fed up. I can't sit in this friggin' classroom, you know? So that was not a problem. Never at all, okay? Another thing is, like, mass bunking, okay? It's about time I come across this. And you know, like, for people who know me, my college, they wouldn't expect this. But okay, me being a college, let me tell you, mass bunking in our college is real. Our class teacher is so fed up of this. I mean, you know, it's like, whenever it's the last lecture and people just don't want to sit, you know, like, people are getting impatient these days, just head out before the teacher comes in. And my God, these are like the DRs, you know, like, division representatives of a class, get so annoyed, you know, like, we can't stop them. Like, you can't stand on the door, you know, keeping your hands, you know, like, being, you know, like, blocking them. They're just gonna run over you like horses, you know, like, so you get the point. So mass bunking is real. I know you're curious, okay, for the people who don't know me, for me to tell my name of the college, but I cannot, you know, like, I'm so famous, you know. I don't know if I tell you all, you guys might just line up outside my college for my autographs, you know. I'm famous, you get it, right? Okay, coming back to another point. Last days of my college were when I got a free lectures, you know, like, free lectures as in, like, you could say the lectures were still there, but the teacher didn't teach anything. It was usually like 1 month or like 1.5 month before, like, the annuals, the final exams, right? So teachers used to come and sit. And my God, the mass bunking was on a whole nother level. Okay, only two to three people in the class. Can you believe? Just imagine a class is so big. Okay, like, assume a class big for 200 students. Okay, a 200 student class with only sitting with two to three people. And, you know, and you would think, like, okay, no, Ryan, we also have colleges. You know, we also have mass bunking. That's the same. You see. Here's what's ironic. When I said two to three people, I was in the two to three people. I know in your situation, when you say only two to three people are there, you are bunking out and you see only two to three people. Imagine me sitting inside and I'm one of those one or two people, you know. So that's me. I sat. Like, I don't even know what is wrong with me. Like, I for some reason, like, I felt chained to the classroom. Like, I can't leave, you know, like, and the teacher also is looking with me, you know, looking at our faces, like, why are these guys here? Why just bunk? Like, why are you sitting? Everybody bunk club, come on, what do you need to bunk? You know, like just don't sit in the classroom. It's like what's funny is like whenever I walk across college, people keep giving me looks, like people keep whispering when I pass by, you know. Pss, pss, pss. I'm like, bro, what do you, are you praising me? Or like, I don't know, you know. I know you listening must be like, they are bad mouthing behind you, gossiping about you. But I like, I don't know. I'm not going to ask to every single person who talks behind me, bro, what are you talking about? And you think they're going to lie, say the truth to me, right? No, they are not going to tell me the truth. I won't be surprised if people came up to me and asked me where I harness my chi and my chakras from, you know, all my inner power. Because, you know, like it takes some real discipline to sit in the lectures and all that stuff, right? Whenever I talk to people in my class, you know, like other people who in the class, who are in the class but are not my friends, they always brought it up to me. Hey, you, aren't you the kid that never bunked? Okay, see, fun fact, I never went bragging that I never bunked, right? I never told this to anybody. I just did, I know, like I walked the walk. I didn't talk the talk, right? See, that's actually lame if I think about it. You know, like if somebody would go around bragging that they didn't bunk, you know. But hey, I didn't do it, so don't. It's actually my friends who are doing the talking for me. No, you know, like, I didn't tell them to talk, okay? Like, and tell this about my qualities to other people. I honestly don't know why they do it. A typical situation in my absence would be my friends going up to their friends and saying, shh, why am I catcalling? But whatever, once they grab their attention, they'll be like, shh, you know Rylan? He didn't bunk a single lecture, you know that? And then the word would spread like wildfire. I mean, what's different is that people usually who do this stuff, you know, are considered as nerds. But I made sure that that wouldn't happen. You know, I portrayed somewhat of an extroverted personality and some of the cool guy vibes, you know, like with the outfit, you know, like with the personality and the way you behave, you know. So people used to think, why the hell is this cool guy doing this? You know, like something along those lines, okay? So I never knew how to explain it to them. And I know thinking that, you know, like these people who bunk, that close-minded is wrong. I absolutely agree. But it's highly unlikely that a professional bunker will stop bunking because of some words said to them by a non-bunker, okay? But anyways, wherever I go and whenever I get asked this question, I always respond with, gotta get the student of the year by G, you know, like that record, like Siddharth Malhotra and Varun Dhawan, you know, Soti, you have to, you know, like you have to have that attendance, otherwise you ain't going to get that award. But there's however an exception to this concept I just stated, right? There's this girl who used to bunk moderately back then when she was a stranger, but now we are friends, actually best friends, and I've talked to her about it, and trust me, the respect levels in this friendship are off the roofs. She almost stopped bunking. She does occasionally bunk a few lectures here and there. And I mean, we can grant that, right? So that's the story. Like I've over the course of 13 minutes, I've completely understood the juicy college drama. Why I don't bunk? Why I haven't bunk? You know, trust me, you cannot do what I did. It's only performed by trained professionals. Don't try this at college. Seriously. But I hope, you know, like this was another, you know, like... segment of the Rylan Unleashed. You guys absolutely loved the first one, so I had to go all in. I guess you could feel my energy through the roofs, and I really enjoy making this one, you know, like to be my complete me. Okay, before I end, you know, I have to do this, what do you call this, call to action. Yes, Only has to only have only my Instagram links down there, but I realize you guys kept asking for more. You guys want all my social medias. So I've put down my Insta, you know, so follow me on Instagram and Twitter, add me on Snapchat, add me on Facebook. It's everything down there, baby. Just spam those social media links because that's the only way you'll get to know the secrets behind the scenes and teasers, exclusive teasers for the next podcast. So I hope you guys enjoyed it. And wait a minute, I think something's missing. Yes. Hey, wait a minute. Why haven't you followed me on Spotify? Yes, you. Don't look away. No. Don't you click out. I know. I'm not going to stop until you click follow. Oh, you click? Now we're going to stop. Okay. It's been me, Rylan Banis. And peace out.